to open.
Do we need, it says live, but we, do we need to wait a second for the record to get caught up on our end?
Oh, it looks like, yeah, there you go.
Okay.
There we go. I'll make a motion, we go back into open.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved in second to go back into open session, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay. Now, okay, we're in open session. Okay, is there any other things that we need to discuss? If not, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Randy, what's
number
this?
12?
Yeah, and what's the discussion and consideration of possible temporary amendment to RV space leases under RDA?
Okay, that should have been done in closed session, or is that, I guess not, huh?
Right.
Okay.
Brian and I talked about it. Brian, can you give, or is this the one I need to just go ahead on?
This is yours. Can you hear me?
This is,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was on or not. Yeah, I'm not sure where you wanted to go with this. I'm, you know, it's just something that you had brought up, and so we put it on the agenda.
So with the same idea of the rent issue on the, and to be a little bit proactive with the COVID-19, as the landlord for, in particular, Guide Row, which is outside the, it's within the RDA, it was kind of a conversation along the same relative to the rent. My thought was to have the same conversation in terms of whether late fees on the rent. Help me remember, Brian, I think we talked about it for a little bit, but the idea of either reducing late fees or removing them till September 1st, it would not relieve them of having to pay rent, but maybe it would encourage the opportunity to let them know we're paying attention to them a little bit, knowing the economic situation we're all in different ways. Wondered if anybody was open to the conversation of either that. Well, I don't know that I'm willing to go much further than reduce the late fees.
Just as a point of note, I guess, they all appear together in the utility billing that we do. So the lot rental and water sewer is all one late fee if it's late.
So I guess with that in mind, could we have what we've done with the water and sewer late fees applied to the rentals as well? Is that right, Brian?
Well, actually, it kind of does already, in a sense, in that I didn't separate that out in April, you know, in the early part of April when we waived those late fees. We just, utilities and lot rental are all part of one billing. So if you take away the late fees for the water and sewer, you take them away for the lot rental as well, unless you want to specify that I do it differently than that. Does that make sense?
That makes sense to me, Brian, but to your question, Jack, I'm in favor of doing the same thing for the lot rent that we did for the users of the water and sewer system. And it sounds like it would simplify things on Brian's end, not that that would be the reason to do it, but I'm not opposed to moving forward. And during that same time period, eliminating the, or waiving it's probably the better word, waiving the late fees for that lot rent in an effort to try to help those folks that have been hit pretty hard.
Okay, so what I'm hearing with Brian's and your comment is, practically speaking, mechanically and everything else, we've waived them maybe unintentionally by doing with the water and sewer the way the billing's connected.
That's correct, yes.
In essence, are we willing to add the rent to, so that there's something officially done to mimic the reality? And then we didn't talk about it, but would we also, with Matt, since we're still in and out, I assume, with Matt's Western Rivers deal, we deferred the difference
basically
between
the
winter and the summer rates, and would we be willing to defer, or not defer, but waive late fees for him as well? I can't think of any other rentals that we've got occurring in either the RDA or the county. That's right. So would we want to apply it to all rentals within the RDA and outside the RDA to waive the late fee?
I think so. I think, in fairness and for consistency's sake, I think that we ought to apply it to all those users.
With the same idea that it, for those incurred from March 6th through August 31st?
That's what's in my mind at this point.
Mine as well. Randy, what's your thoughts? Or Carrie? Anybody else? Neil?
Whatever you decide, that works.
So you have it written down. Remind us what we've done here.
Okay.
So we don't go back and forget what we thought we had done or misinterpret what we're doing.
Or what I thought I heard you say when I said what I thought I heard someone else said.
That's why I haven't said anything, so you wouldn't get the wrong idea of what I said. Okay. That being said, what's going forward? What do you want to do? Want to make a motion, or what do you want to do?
I'd make a motion that on any rentals, both within RDA and the county's properties, that we waive late fees accrued after March 6th through August 31st.
COVID-related.
What we're doing with the water and sewer.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. The only thing is we want to make sure it's COVID-related.
Yes.
I think if we've gotten that one in place, it's, it's not... it's accruing late fees. Does that apply to that one too?
Yes, that's a very good point. Thank you. I forgot to mention that. As what is promoting this motion is the fact that the COVID pandemic, and that we're sensitive to the impact on our renters.
Right. Okay. So with that, motion in a second to put that in place. All those in favor of doing that?
Aye.
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 And that will be as stated in the minutes, that motion. Okay. Is there any other need for a closed session or any other business?
Not from me.
Not I.
Okay, I'd entertain a motion.
So,
go ahead.
But hold on a second. So that was just for the late fee. So we did not do anything with deferring of rent for any of the RV spaces or anything. Is that correct? I didn't hear anything of that in nature in the motion.
You're correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
It doesn't mean we couldn't come back to it, but for the time being, the motion is how we stated it.
Okay.
Okay, I think as far as deferring rent, we would want to handle that on a case-by-case basis if we were approached to do so. I don't think we'd want to do that with a blanket statement.
Okay.
I concur.
Well put.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion?
Are you showing here?
132.
Yeah.
130. I have 135. I have 135 on my phone.
I have 136 on the clock in the commission chamber.
I was just looking at my computer.
All right. Good enough.
Dismissed.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience. These are...